So the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and the NFL's choice of Bad Bunny for this year's halftime show is something that definitely should be avoided. The NFL announced him back in September 2025, and there was a lot of backlash. The NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell ridiculously defended the pick as a way to unite people. But people of faith can't unite around someone whose whole public persona and music heavily promote themes that directly contradict Catholic moral teaching. His lyrics and videos often glorify explicit sexual content, casual hookups, objectification, and fluid ideas around gender and identity. Things like pride in non-traditional expressions of sexuality that clash with the church's clear teaching on chastity, marriage as between man and woman, and the dignity of the body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. The halftime show is a massive, high-production spectacle designed to captivate millions, including kids and families tuning in for the game. By choosing Bad Bunny, the NFL is essentially endorsing and amplifying that worldview on one of the biggest platforms in America, right in the middle of an event that's supposed to be family-friendly entertainment. It's an attack on family values. We already know from past halftimes how these shows push boundaries with sensuality and cultural messaging. This one takes it further by platforming an artist whose brand is built around rebellion against traditional norms. As Catholics, we're called to be prudent about what we consume. Letting this into our homes means exposing ourselves, and especially younger ones, to content that normalizes sin and dilutes the gospel truths we hold dear. Philippians 4:8 reminds us, "Focus on what's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely." This doesn't fit. So maybe turn it off during halftime, or skip the whole broadcast if it's pulling you away from virtue. Our souls deserve better than what's being served up. Guard your eyes and hearts. It's a small choice that makes a big difference in staying close to Christ.